This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake early Monday killed more than 2,400 people in Syria and Turkey and set off a search for survivors amid the rubble of fallen buildings. The pre-dawn earthquake, with an epicenter close to the Turkey-Syria border, was followed by a second magnitude 7.5 earthquake about 100 kilometers north in the early afternoon. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said at least 2,800 buildings had collapsed. Speaking to a meeting of the General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York City, Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his condolences for the families of the victims and said UN teams were on the ground.
The United Nations is mobilizing to support the emergency response, and so let's work together in solidarity to assist all those hit by this disaster, many of whom were already in dire need of humanitarian aid.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region as Moscow assembles additional combat power for an expected offensive. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's presidential office says at least one civilian has been killed and 10 others have been wounded by the latest round of Russian shelling in the last 24-hour period. Five of those wounded were injured during the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, where shells struck residential buildings and a university. The office adds intensive fighting has continued to rage around Bakhmut, Soledar and Vuhledar in the Donetsk region. Governor Pavlo Kirilenko says the battles for the region are heating up. The Russians are throwing new units into the battle and eradicating our towns and villages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.